Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. Lactalis is in the sights of the government. The enigmatic CEO of the world's number one dairy product company, Emmanuel Beignet, was received today at Bercy to explain himself. The Minister of Economy announced the withdrawal of all batches of milk manufactured in the Caen plant, regardless of the date of production or the presence or absence of salmonella. He added that it was up to Lactalis to modernize its Mayenne plant and to fully compensate employees laid off for operational reasons. And the Lactalis scandal now extends beyond our borders. A case of salmonellosis was diagnosed in a Spanish baby, according to the Pasteur Institute. There are also suspicions for an infant in Greece. Both have consumed milk produced by the French manufacturer. Discontent rises in French prisons. Prison guards have stopped working throughout France today after the assault of three of their colleagues in the establishment of Vendée-le-Vieil in the Pas-de-Calais, where a detained Islamist stabbed four guards. This is the prison that will receive Salah Abdeslam in February for his trial in Belgium. And three French soldiers of the Barkhane force were wounded in an attack in Mali when they were targeted by a suicide attack against their convoy in the east of the country. One of them is seriously injured. 18 soldiers have been killed in Mali since Operation Serval in 2013, to which Barkhane has succeeded. And the United Nations considers Donald Trump's words as shameful and racist. The American president reportedly said these words during a meeting with parliamentarians on immigration at the White House. He allegedly insulted Haiti, El Salvador, and African countries, and added that he preferred to receive immigrants from Norway. A big relief for Angela Merkel. A government agreement was reached between the CDU, her Christian Democratic Party, and the other political parties that came first in the legislative elections. The preservation of the CSU and the SPD Social Democrats. Negotiations had been going on since the elections of September 24th. And the 2018 Handball Euro kicks off in Croatia. The French team, world champion, will be defending its title and will try to win its fourth European title. The experts will play against Norway at 8:30 before facing Austria Sunday, then Belarus on Tuesday. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.